the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. No word that TSA is involved, but Cargill is backing an Irish startup that uses facial recognition software to help increase the productivity of dairy cows, the latest move by the largest closely held U.S. company to bolster its ag technology efforts. As reported on agweb.com, Cargill has taken a minority stake in Canthus, which harnesses machine learning and imaging techniques to identify cows and glean information on everything from their behavior to appetite. The EPA has finalized an action that should keep the Waters of the U.S. rule from ever taking effect. Administrator Scott Pruitt has officially set the effective date of the so-called Waters rule for early 2020. Long after the administration expects its replacement version to be in place. According to Agriculture.com, farm groups have been outspoken opponents of the WOTUS rule as regulatory overreach onto dry land and low spots in fields. The American Farm Bureau Federation ran a hashtag Ditch the Rule campaign on social media, which President Trump mentioned at the group's convention last month. The 2018 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA trade show is underway in Phoenix. NCBA CEO Kendall Frazier tells AgWire.com more than 7,000 people are on hand to have meetings with the board of directors and executive committees, as well as all the other things that go on during the convention. Those include the largest trade show in the event's history, a rodeo, and cowboy comedy night, just to name a few. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.